Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Keith Hobart, broadcasting Pensacola Business Radio. I am welcoming you to our first inaugural episode of Women in Technology, and I have across the table from me Miss Lindsay Ryman, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're okay. You don't have to be nervous. It's all good.
And Thank you.
And Lindsay's with the Greater Pensacola Chamber and also here with Innovation Coast. Talk about your progress that you're making with this concept.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I have Miss Jo Lynn Barneycoat. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
From Clever Ogre. We got to let them know. Okay. So we were just talking here and we really just want to kick this off Pensacola wise and what we're doing here in our communities and counties for women in technology, because there are so many different aspects of women in technology that most people don't know, don't think about, aren't sure, or even realize how powerful the female piece of technology is becoming, you know, whether it's a vehicle for creating or just business. Or I was reading today how many of the higher CEOs and VPs and all of that of tech companies are actually females that are successful. So the more successful ones had women in the higher positions.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, you know, the geeks have kind of always been thought of as being male and have kind of gotten that name, you know. And so here we are.
Yeah. We're being female geeks.
We want to be female geeks. We're female geeks. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah. So, okay. So Lindsay, so tell everybody how you fit in here, because you've got a pretty cool story of where you came from and what they were doing.
Sure. So I actually just moved to Pensacola from Richmond, Virginia in May of last year. And prior to working at the chamber here, I had worked for the Richmond Technology Council, where I was their programs manager. And I came down here, and through my networking, after talking to people at the chamber and all over town, I heard about Innovation Coast. And Innovation Coast is basically the younger child of the Richmond Technology Council, which I came from. So the Richmond Technology Council, which is also RichTech, has been established for about 20 years. And Innovation Coast just came around probably 3 or 4 years ago. So they're still getting their name out there and getting things settled. But I ended up getting in touch with them, and I'm bringing all my ideas from Richmond to implement them here in Pensacola.
Right, which is what brings you across the table and microphone mm-hmm. from me. So let's talk about the women in technology concept that worked in Richmond. How did that go?
Sure. So it started as I think it was quarterly, just forum where we had speakers, or we had people come in and showcase new technology. And then it was selling out within 5 to 7 days of me opening registration. And so we turned it into monthly, and then it turned into the largest women in technology conference in the Southeast. So.
Awesome.
And so you're going to do that exact business model here, aren't you?
That's the plan.
Right. So, and you have a date already picked, correct?
Yep. It'll be, I think, April 28th. We don't have any details other than that right now. We are working on our speaker and our location. But if anybody is interested in joining my Women in Technology Committee.
That's it. Find you, huh? Where can I find you?
Yep. It's info@innovationcoast.com.
Yeah. So we don't care if you have a location or a speaker. It's Pensacola, Florida. There's beaches. There's stuff to do. We'll figure all that stuff out later, right? Just get here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So what were some of the topics that you would find in the Richmond area? What's the stuff that people were really just grabbing? She's thinking.
I know, that was a while ago.
Yeah. Well, Jillian, what do you think? Or some major topics here that need to be addressed?
Oh, there's a bunch.
Yeah, well, go for it. pick one.
Well, when you think of technology, obviously my perspective is marketing online. Mm-hmm. So websites, of course, IT is very important. So
yeah.
The infrastructure and all of that's very, very critical. So online marketing, websites, search engine optimization, social media, you know, those are all things to me that are technologically something that people are very interested mm-hmm. in. You know, how can I market my business? How can I advance? How can I get in front of my clients? How can I make sure that all the things that are within my business, everything that runs my business runs well? And I think that you've got a great perspective on that. You've got some good resources that you can mm-hmm. bring to the community that can really help people, because, you know, we're a smaller community, but we have a lot of people who look to us as being leaders. And I think this is one of the things that's great about having this actual conversation that we're having today, is that, you know, women in technology maybe sounds like, oh, well, gosh, are there really a lot of women in technology? It's like, yeah, there really are.
Yeah,
and they're out there.
Yeah, Google they're out there. It's huge.
And encouraging the women and girls that are in school now, and you know, in high school and universities, et cetera, to look to this as a really optimal field to get into, depending on what your skills are and your passion is and what you want to do. But this is, we're all in this together. We just want to make this a great place to be, obviously, We don't want to be simply a tourist town, although we're great at that.
Sure.
As we were talking earlier, we do want to be a leader in the community and leader in the state and this Southwest region or Southeast region. And how can we do that? You know, how do we do that? We establish brain power and mind power, have a lot of resources. Things like you're doing are awesome. Companies like, you know, like Clever Ogre, other companies that are doing a lot of, you know, innovations.
And that's just it. I mean, the companies are here. I mean, we've got AppRiver, we've got Avalex, we've got Clever Ogre, we've got, you have the Innovation Institute, which happens to be upstairs, so I'm sort of partial to them, but you have the programs at UWF, you have the programs at PSC, you have even the high schools are now starting to get into these coding programs and classes. So they're really starting to give kids the ability to say, okay, there's a spot for me out there if that's what I want to do, which then gives you some motivation to go do it, especially for girls. And I have two daughters, so
right.
I know.
Right.
I know. You know, they look around going, well, what do, you know, when I ask them what do they want to do when they grow up, that's changed probably 100 times already.
Right.
And they're 9 and 11. So I can only imagine what happens as you start getting into, you know, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, where you really have to start kind of figuring it out, wondering if I'm going to do technology or all this really cool stuff that I'm interested in, like my iPhone for 24 hours a day or video games or drones or all of this other stuff that they play with and they really like. Is there a spot for me to make this happen?
Mm-hmm. And I think that there really is. I think that there's so many different aspects to what we do as, you know, in our business and technology that, there's no way you couldn't find a spot, because there's the right brain, the left brain, the combination, and it all, you know, it takes a village. You've heard that.
Yes.
It really does.
Sometimes it takes two villages.
Yeah, it takes two villages. So I think working all together and just figuring out what is your talent, what are you good at? And there's a lot of different ways to tap into that.
So. Yeah. Well, okay. So you said something that I think has really hit as we've started talking about, but you said left brain or right brain. And I think that this is something maybe that's coming around the curve or has been, and I'm just not sure because I haven't been that deep into it. But so much of the tech stuff is tech stuff. It's literally A goes to B, B goes to C, 0011, whatever.
Right.
And then you need to throw in the actual, I need to relate to humans.
Correct.
And human relation to get that product, entity, idea to have, what's the word I'm looking for? To have a microphone that doesn't break, first of all. to have that the ability to sell or relate to on a human level. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my life.
That's what you do, right?
That's my life. I've described myself as the bridge between the business owner and the geeks.
Yeah.
The geeks, we don't like to let them out into the light of day very often, you know, because they have no filter at times. I love you guys back home. I love you guys. I love you guys. But I'm able to really bring a perspective of, I understand what it's like to run a business.
Yeah.
I understand what you face as a business owner. I understand advertising and marketing.
Right.
And I also understand what it takes to build a website, to market the website, all the coding that goes in the background. Do I know how to do it? Heck no.
Right.
Do I want to know how to do it? Heck no.
Right.
But do I understand it? You betcha I do. And what I try to do is bring that perspective to the business owner, not speak down to that business owner, but to help explain it.
Yeah.
It's like, here's what's going on. Here's what we're doing. And here's why we're of value to you.
Yeah.
And then tap into them and find out, well, what's going on in your business? Really, what do you want to attract? What do you want to do? What's your geographical reach? What's your message?
Yeah.
And then I take that and relate that to the geek so they can code it.
Yeah.
So it's a necessary step. And you need those people that understand both sides, but really operate on, you know, in between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and we find, I guess we find females have a little bit more ability to touch into that emotional sort of relation to a product kind of thing than men do. I don't have that skill to really make you want and desire that thing that is right there in front of you. Sometimes I can't do the word thing.
And it's, you know, everybody's so different. We all have different things that make us tick.
Yeah.
And some are male traits, female traits. We all have a combination. I think when you look at consumerism, the people who actually are making the purchasing decisions and are reaching out to find out information to buy something or to coordinate a service for a company, et cetera, a lot of them are women. So a lot of the demographics, the businesses that we work with are actually female that we need to make sure we get the right message to. Now, does that mean men aren't involved in that purchase decision? Of course not.
Right.
Of course they're involved. So we just need to make sure that everybody's getting what they need from the process.
Yeah.
Whether it's a technical specific information or if it's just here's what we're doing laid out very clearly and cleanly. So it's part of being transparent. And that's what we all need to do in our businesses.
Yeah.
We need to be very transparent what we're offering, what we're able to do for you, what our end goal is. And what's difficult about that is we live in a world that's, you know, that there isn't a lot of control.
Yeah.
We don't control a lot of things, especially with, you know, in our world with online marketing, it's all Google. It's all based on what, you know, their algorithm is and their rules are. And we just tell you, hey, this is
how it works.
This is how it works. And this is what we're going to do to get you there and
choose to play the game or not. Right.
Yeah. So we really help you with that sail on the ocean. You know, that wind is going to change and the waves are going to come up, but we're going to really help navigate to get you where you want to go.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know if that's what you wanted to hear from me.
Well, no, I mean, I think all of it's just a part of it. And so, you know, you're going to have this, what are we calling it? A symposium, a conference,
a forum.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're going to have this forum and these women are going to come and speak. And I'm really curious to what the subject matters are today with the technology and with women in it in general, which I'm sure aren't even going to be based around women and technology. But I think we're going to hear from women who are in technology and really have their finger on the pulse of what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I just defined the whole thing for her.
Well, and really what it comes down to is information.
Yeah.
Getting information, being informed, getting educated, finding out more about what you need and what's going to help. And, you know, that's all it is. And it comes back to being transparent. As long as we can make sure we are informing you and you get what you need, that's what it's all about. Nobody likes to be fooled or taken or misinformed.
Yeah.
And so as long as we're all educated and talking to each other and communicating, it'll all work.
So what do you think are some of the next steps for women in technology?
So in the next month or so, I'm going to be getting together a committee. Mm-hmm. I already have a committee chair and everything, but we are looking for additional. So
that's
if anybody,
right. It always starts with one. Just remember that it always starts with one. It's okay.
Yeah. So if anybody is interested in joining our committees, our committee will be, they'll be the ones determining the speakers, the subjects, the location, all the details. If they know of anybody that would fit on the committee, send them my way.
Yeah.
That's our next step. And then we do have a few speakers in mind. We just need to confirm which we'd like to go with first. And then I'll probably announce that the end of February, early March.
Very exciting. Mm-hmm.
Any subjects you know are going to definitely be addressed yet?
Not yet.
Okay. I've got a couple I'm going to submit.
Wonderful.
I won't speak on them, but I will. I will certainly ask questions. So let's get into the next piece of it, which is, I think, success that has come from some of the things we've done here in Pensacola technology-wise. For me, I've watched, since we broadcasted live from I-10, I have honestly watched this co-creative, collaborative environment completely blossom, which, again, may have been doing that before I got into this, but now that I'm into it, I can really see sort of what's happening. I've watched all these companies and people and ideas and stuff come together. So one of the things that I've always thought or heard that I really liked was how do we as Pensacola be the leader for all of the other counties all the way down the whole I-10 corridor to really carry that vehicle through the entire state of Florida?
Oh, I think that's a really great question.
See, I told you I was going to give you subjects to talk about.
Well, usually when you're talking about a group leading, it's a common goal.
Yeah.
You have to have a common goal, and you have to put the sense of what the selfishness aside.
Yeah.
And really, what is our common goal? If we're looking to be leaders of, you know, in this area and have people be attracted to Pensacola to do business and to start businesses and to be creative and collaborative, then we have to lead that with that in mind. And I think that it's easier said than done, but I really think that I'm sure you've read this book by Og Mandino. It's called World's Greatest Salesman.
I haven't, and I almost said I had because I'm like six books deep of the books that I'm supposed to read, and I cannot take another one.
So his philosophy is if you put the customer's needs first, your needs will always be met. So
right.
If you can figure out who is your customer and put their needs first and collaborate on that, there you go. You've got it. And the steps within that, I mean, you're never going to be, it's never going to be a perfect path. It'd probably be a little bit of a rabbit trail till we find our stride.
Yeah. I'm okay with rabbit holes.
Well,
it's fun.
It's moving forward, right? It's always about let's one step at a time, one foot
discovery.
In front of the other, and we just keep trying to break through and figure out what it is that people need and want and how you can serve them.
Well, what do you think people need and want? And what can you do to serve them? In all honesty. I guess let me rephrase that.
You always ask the easy questions.
I know, right? In what you see through web design and marketing and I mean, what are you finding people really need?
You know,
I need a dictionary. Yeah. I can tell you that right now when we get into this kind of stuff.
People want to do well in their life. They want to serve the community. They want to make a good living. They want to provide for their family. They want to be able to give back as well. So there's this sense of how do I get very, very good at what I do? And that's up to them.
Sure.
And then how do I get that message out there and let people know that?
And that's up to you.
And that's up to us.
Right.
And so, and the biggest barrier, I'm being very frank with you,
yeah.
The biggest barrier is patience. People want it tomorrow or yesterday.
Of course, it's the information and technology age. Why can't I have it tomorrow, Julian?
And because of the way things work and because you have to build trust, just like you do with people and in the community, and this community is very much about building trust and having a relationship and communicating, you have to build trust with your online presence and you have to build trust with Google and you have to really pace and figure out what it is that's going to get you. There's only 10 people that get to be on the front page of Google. And out of hundreds of people, how are you going to be one of those 10?
Yeah.
So, and that's my small world of internet marketing, but it's all about making sure that you represent your business in a unique way and to the people you want to have that message out to in a way they can hear it and the way that they'll contact you.
Yeah.
So, but back to why, what do people need? I just think that we have such a great, this community is amazing. It's awesome. The business people here aren't all about money, 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 money.
Mm-hmm.
They really are about community and providing for their family and
having a place for the kids
having
to place come back
having
home
it be
to,
a good or, place.
Yeah.
And, having a lower crime rate and having people have jobs and make sure that they can keep their employees all year.
Yeah.
That's a big, for some businesses, that's a big,
it's huge.
That's a huge thing is how can I not have to lay somebody off at the, when things die down. So there's a lot to it, so that's what we try to help do. And I think the Women in Technology conferences that you're designing are going to be really great and helpful for people with all aspects, the software development and, all different things. There's a lot to cover.
What did you call it? Rich? What was
Rich
the one?
Tech.
Rich Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it started, you said over 20 years ago?
Not Women in Technology specifically,
but Rich Tech itself.
Mm-hmm.
So what did they find the need to start that organization for? I'm totally putting you on the spot. It's okay if you don't have the answer.
That was way before my time at Rich Tech.
Well, okay, but when you were working with them, I mean, was there a couple mission goals or some things that really laid the foundation of where to go?
I think it was very, very similar to how Innovation Coast formed here was that there was no other technology council.
Right. So there was a niche, a need for it.
Exactly. And they wanted to, I mean, back 20 years ago, technology was still new.
Yeah.
So they were, I mean, they were a small group, and then they came together for networking, collaboration, all those sorts of things, growing their community. And they just blossomed from there.
Very cool.
As did the technology age.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and same things happens here at Innovation Coast and I-10 and all of them. Mm-hmm. I guess it's all that same concept. It wasn't, and then it was, and now it is.
Yeah.
You know, so, I'm not a female or a woman in technology, so I get kind of limited here. But what did you ever struggle with from the beginning, being a female moving into this field?
Probably people understanding that I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And that's,
do you?
Some days are better than others,
yeah, right?
Frankly. But, I really, really prescribe that whole notion of if I put you as the customer, if I put you first and I find out what it is your goals are and what you need, I can make sure we serve those.
Yeah.
And it isn't about me. It's not about Clever Ogre. It's not about, you know, any of us at this table. It's really about how can we make this a better community? How can we help your business grow?
Right.
Because that only helps the community, you know, all
Yeah,
of
we
that,
all rise or we all sink, right?
Right. And as far as being a woman, I think we can take the gender off and just be people,
yeah,
you know, and just how can we communicate better and how can we make sure that we're collaborating and that we're really understanding each other. And that's always human communication.
Yeah.
Is always a challenge. Yes.
It's probably the most difficult style of communication.
Yes. And we all, you know,
it's too many variables.
Well, it's like that book, The Five Love Languages, not to bring a whole nother thing in, right? Sorry. But, you know, we all have different things, different needs, different ways of hearing things and understanding things. We all come from different backgrounds, different cultures. And we just have to, again, patience, be patient with each other and really understand. Let me make sure I understand what you just said to me.
Right.
You know, I really want to hear you. And so there's a lot of that goes on and just active listening skills and just really figuring it out. And it's like for a lot of businesses I work with, it's just, I want my phone to ring.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
That's not our side of technology. We do the other stuff.
So, you know, it has to do with, well, how there's a lot of in between steps from A to Z. So how do we get from A to Z?
Yeah.
And in the best
Fast.
The best way for you. Rest. And efficiently.
With patience.
With patience.
With
and
patience.
And within your budget and, you know, and bring you, there's a higher quality type of client you can attract in a business, correct? And then there's the, you know, I can get you thousands of hits to your website by advertising free money.
Right.
Okay. But that's not going to help you.
Yeah.
So how do we get the right person to your website that calls you, that really does wants to do business with you, that really has a need for what you do and appreciates what you do. So that's all. And that everybody has that goal. You know, you do, she does, we all do, all the people who are listening.
Yeah.
We all have something that we are trying to accomplish. So how do we get there and what resources can we tap into to make that happen?
Yeah. There you go. Without all the barriers.
Without all the barriers.
Yeah. Okay. So I got to ask you, but what book are you reading right now?
It's a Nicholas Sparks book.
But is it the new one?
No, I think it's The Choice.
Okay. Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you reading right now?
Oh my gosh.
I just threw a blank. This is a question I always ask because somebody taught me long ago that you can really tell where a person is or who a person is, more where a person is sort of by what they're reading right now.
Well, I honestly can't even tell you what I'm reading right now.
Yeah.
I just drew a complete blank.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so I'm reading Never Fry Bacon in the Nude by Stone Payton, which is actually a really good book. He's also a business partner. So I was reading some of his great advice. I'm reading Keys to the Kingdom, which is by Annie Dyke, who's actually a local author here, who's total the entrepreneur, throw caution to the wind and just go for it kind of thing. And then I'm reading Seth Speaks by Jane Roberts. So those are the three I'm at now. Mm-hmm. I have three more in line. So no more book suggestions, but I'm always curious what other people are reading right now.
I can tell you one I am reading.
Okay.
That just finally came back. It's called Permission Marketing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what's it about?
It's really interesting, actually. It's a little different perspective. A lot of times advertising is interruption-based.
Yeah.
Where you're interrupting the person for they're there to do something else, like TV, for example. It's right. a commercial. It's interrupting a TV show. I'm not there to watch commercials. I'm yep. there to watch TV or a newspaper. Those types of things. Permission marketing is when a client is actually seeking out information, is giving you permission to give them information. How do you do that?
Yeah.
The best way. And it's a really interesting thought process because you don't have to be salesy. You don't have to have, you know, a lot of, you know, it doesn't have yeah. to be gimmicky.
Yeah.
It's really important that this customer, potential customer, gets that information. So, and how can you give that to them?
I actually had an experience with that just yesterday.
Did you?
I was looking for a certain service and I was looking online because it will be an online service. And the company that I found had a small quiz to take to see if they were the right fit for you. And I thought, okay, well, this is interesting. Do you want to sell me your product or not? But then I thought, well, that was kind of neat because, they really want to make sure that they're the right fit for you. And yeah. I really respect that because a lot of what Business Radio X does is we don't just work with anybody. We work with those that we know we're going to be the right fit for. So I answered 3 questions and they sent me an email and said, hey, that's great. We think you would be a fit for us. Please choose a time if you would like for one of our sales reps to call you. And I chose a time and they called and I missed it and they called back and I answered it. And funny, it's actually a tech company and it is owned by a female. And it was owned by a woman because I actually spoke with the lady who owns the company and we got into all kinds of talk and stuff. But at the end of the day, it was exactly that. I gave them permission.
Yes.
And it was nice.
Yes.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Because it was no different than, I guess, kind of going into a department store or something and you sort of ask for where to or how to. But I didn't feel invaded.
Yeah. And you don't want to be pressured and you don't want to be pushed. You don't want a hard sell.
I didn't have to turn the volume down.
Well, you were seeking information.
Yeah.
That's all that was.
Yeah.
And they were giving you that information in a way you could hear it.
Yeah. Do you think is that a big trend? That's a big trend heading this way, you think?
It's a necessary trend.
I think so.
It's a necessary
trend.
So
much.
Right. And when you for example, when you look at Google searches, you know how when you type in a Google search, they started finishing it for you? Mm-hmm. That's called intuitive search.
Mm-hmm.
They finish it based on your last searches, but also popular searches. They're just trying to be quicker to the point for you. But
right,
a lot
we
of
have
those,
no patience.
We have no patience. We want it quickly. A lot of question marks. So it's a lot about getting that information to you as quickly, as efficiently as possible.
Yeah. And asking the right questions. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Perfect. So, you know, I know there's so much more we could talk about, but I kind of think that we're almost at our time. So I'm going to let Lindsay plug her event one more time and let's get everybody in touch that needs to get in touch with you.
Sure. We're going to have Pensacola's first Women in Technology Forum on April 28th. It's a Thursday. And it's going to be from 4 to 6 p.m. And I'll probably be back in the next month or so to announce our speaker and our location. And I can be reached at info@innovationcoast.com. If anybody is interested in joining our committee, if they have anybody that they would recommend to join the committee, or if they have any speakers in mind or topics that they'd like to hear.
Yeah. And you're with the chamber as well.
Yes.
So if anybody pokes their head in and says, hey,
I'm
heard
there.
Something, they can find you, right?
Absolutely. 5 days a week.
Okay. All right, Jolynn, go for it.
Okay. My name's Jolynn Barneycoat. I work with an awesome company called Clever Ogre. I'm the business developer. We work with custom website development and design, search engine optimization, which we call search experience optimization, and social media, et cetera. We help people connect with the people that they'd like to do business with and manage your online presence and I love what I do. I meet the neatest people and we're able to help some really cool people as well. So,
and I can vouch for that. You do love what you do.
I do. And I love the team I work with. We just are so lucky. We do everything in-house. It's all in-house. We don't contract stuff out. You know, it's not like across the country stuff going on. It's all, you can come to our office. We're downtown Pensacola. And we're just I just feel very fortunate.
You're putting kids through Little League. As I always say, you're buying braces for somebody you know.
So, that's awesome.
Well, cool. Well, I want to thank both of you ladies for being a part of this. And I'm excited. I really think that you got your head on straight for something that's going to be really cool.
Yeah, we're excited.
And I hope to be a part of it as much as we possibly can, even though I'm not a woman. I still have.
Men are always welcome.
So, again, thanks for coming on today. This has been Pensacola Business Radio. You can find us at Pecola Radio X on Facebook at Pensacola Business Radio or on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, ladies, thank you for coming in.
This has been
Pensacola Business Radio, Women in Technology, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.